It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It's July 11th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. And my first guest, Matt, do you know the theme song?
I Dream of Jeannie. No, not I Dream of Jeannie. But in that time frame. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say anything else and sound terrible. But something in that time frame, I'm thinking.
Dick Van Dyke.
You know, I'm not going to say I was going to go there, but I was going to go there. So, but you are substantially older than me, Larry. So, I mean, there's a, you know, there's a clear reason why.
You were 6 years old. You remembered. That's pretty good. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Dallas Harbor Bullet City Hospital, Barron Services, of course, Mojave Mortgage, and, of course, at Mojave Mortgage, if you need a little funding, maybe you want a vacation home, maybe you want to refi, you want to pay a little bit less each month, or you want a pool in the backyard or add on a room, well, you call Chad Hansen. He's the expert in that stuff. You call him up and you go, here's what I need, and he goes, okay, here's what I got for you, and here's what it costs you. It's that simple. 288-2691. Customers like him. They say that he provides great service. Another one said his staff is awesome. So check it out for yourself. 288-2691. Rising Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. The owner, David Torres, has an open-door policy. You can come in and see wherever your pet's going to stay. You can check out the facility. You can walk through it and get a tour. So there's no secrets. Vacations are no longer a problem. If you have a pet, take them to Rising Star. And if you have problems with your pet and you need some training, well, they're the experts in that, too. Yesterday he was on the show, and he said he has two people that are training pets. Dogs, you know, you can't train a cat. So he's got two people training dogs. Call 754-3006 if you need some help with your animal. How are you?
I'm great, Larry. How are you?
Good. Matt from Barron's. And how many pets do you have at home?
We've got two dogs and three cats and two children. So, yeah.
Yep. And they all rule, and you just say, yes, okay, no problem.
I am number 10 in the family. I don't know how many we have. I couldn't do that quick in math, but yeah, I'm last on the list for sure.
When Joelle moved out and got her own place, I said on Facebook, I said, uh-oh, we got a problem here. There's one male cat and two male dogs and two adults. We're outnumbered.
Right, yeah, totally. We're outnumbered in our house,
yeah,
too.
So I said, everybody needs to check on us once in a while. So it's fun to, you know, joke around with stuff like that. But we all love our pets. And the great thing about Barron's, when they come and spray, I don't have to worry that my pets are going to lick it or the cat's going to lick it, because it's not going to hurt them.
No, and it will not hurt them. And obviously, yeah, you don't want them doing that. But
right,
even if they did 99% of the time, it's not an issue. Now, chemicals nowadays aren't the scary things they used to be.
Oh,
you know?
I know.
Plus,
I know.
We apply them in the areas where, you know, just in there willy-nilly putting stuff down.
Exactly,
you know, you
got
to be smart about what you're doing. So.
Well, and your dog and your cat don't usually sniff along the railing of your house or the outside, you know.
And a good outside service really is what you need anyway.
Yeah.
So those people that are doing, you're talking about the baseboards, you're just talking
right
about, you know, that's an older way of pest control. It used to think, you know, how much chemical can I put down to keep the bugs away?
And, yeah.
And we try to tell people, well, when's the last time you saw a bug, like, sitting on your baseboard, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen that way.
Walking across your tile.
Right. So, you know, we're getting all those little, you know, voids and all the areas where they have access from the outside, and your baseboards isn't one of them.
Right.
So, but you still have people who, you know, believe that that's the old school way is the right way to do it.
Because the way they've been doing it forever.
It's the way they've been doing it forever. So,
yeah,
you know, you got to make the customers happy, but still do a smart service and do it by the law, too.
And that's just it, too. You're also governed by what you can and can't do.
100%.
You know, I found that out one time when I asked David. I said, hey, I saw a little, couple little black bugs in my shower. Can you spray in there? He goes, nope.
Yeah.
I go, what?
Yeah.
Come on, David, please.
We,
no. He says, I can't.
We got to be careful about things like runoff and things like, you know, over-application. And there's definitely a science, if you want to use that word, to it. And, and even customers that, you know, the old school way of taking the hose out and just drenching your entire yard, you know, and companies still do that. And, but it's chemical, right?
Yeah.
So do you take any chemical and just douse your house with it? Do you use your cleaner and just throw it all over the place? I mean, you know, so there's a science and an art and a professional side of pest control for sure.
Well, and technology is changing too. So when your guys have to go through a class, I'm assuming they're mostly online, but they're getting information that, you know, new products or products that have changed. I mean, it used to be you did spray everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. No, it's what we call label is the law. That's kind of what the state of Arizona and every state says. And every label's different. Every label tells you what you can and can't do. And so our guys can't just be in gals because we have female technicians as well.
Right.
They can't be out there, just doing what they want to do. They've got to, label's the law. They got to follow the label where they can apply, how much they can apply, frequencies, things like that. So,
and now it used to be you drug a hose off the truck and went around the house, but you don't have to do that now, do you?
No, you don't have to. I mean, again, our belief at Barron's always been that that is more of an outdated way to do pest control. There's nothing wrong with it. We still have customers that feel like that's what they want, but the hose that we call power hosing is maybe 10-15% of our customers. It's more about where you apply, how you apply, the proper products to apply, rather than just the how much can I apply. You know?
Well, and you said it to start with. And the main thing is getting the perimeter of your house. That's what's going to keep them out.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, most of the bugs are coming from outside to in, you know. So, I mean, obviously you're having situations where you do get bugs that, just like ants and things that might come up through the slab of your house and aren't really on the outside. And you've got to do things for that especially. But yeah, I mean, I think if you just do the same service at every single house, you're not doing justice for the customer. You've got to inspect and you have to do, you know, be smart about where you apply products. And it's something that I think we do well. I think our guys take it seriously. And
some of your guys have been doing it a long time, right?
Yeah, I've got technicians that have been with us for 18 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like a temporary job that you go spray for a couple months and then go get a better job.
No. We're looking for people and always are, the people that want to make it a career. I mean, is it the career that most people think this is a career? You know, doing pest control is a career?
Right.
Maybe not, but the truth is, family-owned company, benefits are decent for our area, pays pretty good for our area.
Yep.
It's the fact that you're not a number and you're involved in a company that cares about its community and it takes an active role in your life too, you know. So we really feel like it's a great place to work.
Well, and it's a job where, you know, hey, Matt, my son's got a 3:30 basketball game today, can I take off a little early? And you say yes.
100%. We will work schedules around for sure. If family is, and we say it, quality experience family, right?
Yep.
Well, family is really, it should come first, but it's a huge part of who we are, and it always will be.
Yeah, and you sponsor a lot of stuff.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And that's in support of our community.
You're right. It supports the community. You're out there. And you're no longer Citizen of the Year, though, right?
No, I'm not. I was replaced by a much better option, for sure.
Is Annette around? Can she come in now and finish the show?
Anita, not Annette.
Anita. Oops, wrong.
No, I love Annette, but it's Anita.
Anita. I better get that right, Oh, too funny. How's the security systems?
Security's good. It's, with the growth that we've had locally, new homes, new construction, it's been good for us. A lot of great relationships with builders.
Good.
You got a lot of people who want to obviously protect their investment. And that's what security is all about. New technologies have come up. The wireless world's changing. The wired world is changing. And so it's a good piece of what we do. It's newer to me personally, over the last 3-4 years, But I love learning about it. It's an interesting business, an interesting
field.
Well,
let me give you a story about the do-it-yourselfer.
Okay. I can't wait.
We were in California a couple of weeks ago to sign some paperwork, and we were killing some time, and we stopped at a Sam's Club, and we were walking around. We have nothing we need to buy, but, of course, you know, when you go to Sam's Club, you buy something. And we saw this nice little box with a remote camera, you know. It'll Bluetooth to your phone, and we set it all up. And we put it in the dog's room. The dogs now have a room, and their crates are in there. They have a bunk bed. And last night was the first night we said, let's try putting one in the bunk bed.
Right.
Yeah. This morning we found the camera in pieces.
Did you get it on camera, though? What happened?
No. Because it wasn't working real well with the Wi-Fi. But
right.
We still had it sitting in there. Well, it's not sitting in there anymore.
No, I wouldn't think that it would be. Yeah.
No, he did not like staying in his bed last night, apparently. He did a number on the room this morning.
I like that they have their own room, Larry. You're a good pet owner.
Well, that and guess what? Nobody else can ever move in again.
There you go.
We don't have room.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know, well, you know, there was a method to my madness, I guess. We needed to do that. So, and they do have their own room, and we close the door, and they know that's their room, and they go to bed, and it works. So.
I got one of those, too, for me.
Yeah.
I know it's my room, and then she closes the door, and I go to bed.
She says, well, see you tomorrow.
See you later.
Matt. Yeah, uh-huh. Have breakfast ready for me when I get up, Matt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Your wife's still working from home?
She is still working from home. Yeah, most definitely, and she's a huge active part of what we do.
Yeah,
so.
And a lot of employees are working from home.
Yeah, we have half our office staff is still at home, and our offices are still closed to the general public.
Pretty quiet in there for you.
Yeah. I mean, the phones are still ringing, but it's quieter for sure.
All right, good. Let us take a break. If you have questions for Matt, 702-298-1063. Give us a call.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006. Chest pain, severe abdominal pain, or sudden numbness can be symptoms of a health emergency, and they're called emergencies for a reason. At Western Arizona Regional Medical, we know you're concerned for your safety. We are too. So don't delay care when faced with a life-threatening symptom. With limited entry points, screening, sanitizing, and social distancing, WARMC is taking extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe and ready to care for you. Visit WARMC.com or call 911 in an emergency.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office, so you spray.
Ha-ha, missed me.
Then they're in a different area. You spray again. Oops, there they are over there.
Missed again.
Barron Pest Solutions to make this a lot easier. Barron's uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of scorpions, sun spiders, ants, rodents, and they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron today and say goodbye to your bug problem. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family. 758-5499.
Hi, I'm Russ Mascari, past commandant of Lake Havasu City Marine Corps League and Havasu Freedom Foundation board member. The Pioneer Addition to the Havasu Memorial Walkway will be completed January 16th. However, due to current circumstances, we are rescheduling the Pioneer Dedication Ceremony. We invite you to Havasu Memorial Walkway Facebook on January 16th to see our special video of the newly laid walkway and Pioneer Tribute. For updates, visit HavasuMemorialWalkway.org and Havasu Memorial Walkway Facebook. Thank you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio, brought to you by Talus Harbor, Bullhead City Hospital. Chaz is coming in next. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. We've got restaurants, we've got clothing, family, anything you need, vitamins, shoes, hats, gifts, sports items, sunglasses, boots, art, Boys and Girls Club Thrift Store, and now Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory is open. Did you need to take some stuff home tonight?
I don't know. I haven't gotten a call yet.
Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, you can get all the good stuff up there. And then, of course, like I said, the Boys and Girls Club Thrift Store. A little windy out, but you can take a jet ski out today if you want. We have the medical clinic, the dollar store, nail salon, and a bar. And it's not for sale, and it is not being torn down. Arizona Comfort Solutions, are you comfortable in your home or office? Everyone has their own level of comfort. So do you need some more heat or some more air? Well, you call them up. They can come out and they can work on your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, your swamp cooler, whatever it is. They can tune it up or they can replace it, or they can, you know, when they replace it, it comes with a 10-year warranty, or they can set you up for a contract where they come out a couple times a year and take care of everything for you. Call 758-2400 if you need help with your comfort. 758-2400. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Dutch Bros Coffee, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and Barron Services. And Barron Services, you do landscaping too.
We do. We do landscape construction and landscape maintenance, kind of. Some news on the Barron front, I guess, is we're going to be downsizing that landscape maintenance division a little bit. We're going to move away from doing as much routine services, you know, the weeklies or the twice monthlies.
Okay.
We're going to stop offering those and focus more on cleanups. You know, a customer needs their yard cleanup and they need a one-time service. We'll come out and clean everything up for you and make sure your irrigation's running and everything's looking good. And we've been doing the maintenance services since 2006.
Yeah.
And we've learned over the years that that it's a tough business, you know, and it's hard to stay on top of the landscape maintenance and still do it at an affordable price, especially with some of the things that have changed over the years.
Is that because everyone has their own preference for their yard and stuff?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And how it's maintained, and then finding the guy that knows all the different plants and how to trim them.
I think, you know, and this is just me maybe on the business side of how I think about things. It's become an industry where the one man and two man operations can be very successful.
Okay.
Because of minimum wage increases, because of taxes, things like that. And you never want to stop offering something that you're doing and you've been successful with, but we, you know, you and I have talked in the past about what's next, what's next, what's next. And my answer has always been quality, quality, quality. We need to focus on quality, and there are a lot of mom-pa landscape maintenance companies out there that do a phenomenal job. And I just think that it's if we're not going to do a service and be able to offer the best of the best of the best, then we need to tweak what we do to make it better.
Okay.
And I think focusing on cleanups, we're still going to offer our maintenance services. We do a lot of free services for you know, the parks and the Little League fields and the, you know, things like that. And we'll always do that. And we're still going to keep a crew of guys out there doing some maintenance work. But we're going to be combining our divisions, construction and maintenance division, into one.
Oh, okay.
So that we can jump on some of the construction work a little quicker and offer those one-time services on the maintenance side. So a little change.
Because you are working with contractors that say, hey, this guy wants his house landscaped. I just built this house for Mr. Jones, and now he wants landscaping, and boom, you go in and do it.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things we've struggled with lately is getting to jobs quick enough, because it's hard to find good people. It really truly is, and so we're hoping that in doing this we can be a little more kind of timely with our landscape install work and be there for a lot of the new homes that are coming in and the builders and folks like that. And
so somebody doesn't have to call you more than once on the same project.
Exactly, exactly. And we've got a really good landscape maintenance manager, been with us forever. And I want to get him more involved in the construction side, and we're just going to refocus a little bit.
Okay.
So I think as a business owner, you're always kind of looking at what you can do different or better, and I think this is one of those things.
Well, you know, I've got two palm trees in my front yard, and I hired a guy to peel them, you know.
Skin them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, skin them. That's no fun.
No.
I don't like doing that part.
No.
Once they're skinned, it's easier to keep skinning. But mm-hmm. when you start, you know, with the first 3 or 4 feet, that's a pain in the neck.
Yes, it is.
And the guy told me $25 a tree. And
right.
I went, okay, do it.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
And so he did. But then I found another guy who had to take down one of my big squirrel cactus that was going to fall over and break. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, would you want to peel those up a little bit for me? He goes, you don't want to peel them now. And I go, I don't.
Right.
He goes, I said, but look at them. He goes, no, no, no. He said, if you start peeling them there, they will never get bigger than that.
Yeah, there's a time and a place to do it,
yeah.
for sure.
And
yeah.
the first guy didn't know that, but the second guy did, and he said, I'm not going to peel them for you. I went, oh, okay.
And there it is right there. I mean, there's a lot of really smart landscape guys out there, right? We live in an area where there's a lot of one- and two-man shows, and they do a great job, and they have a certain skill set that others don't.
Right.
And something like that, exactly, when it comes to trees, that's a whole different ball game than just mowing lawns and checking irrigation. And so,
And I was shocked when he said, you don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, why don't I? They're shabby looking. And he goes, because if you peel them anymore, that's the biggest they're going to get all the way up, you know. And I said, oh, okay, well, so they know some things that, you know, average person doesn't know.
It's 100% correct. So.
Yeah.
So we're
yeah.
looking forward to those changes. We have some customers that aren't thrilled, and I get that, but they've been very understanding of why we're doing what we're doing, and we'll focus on the construction side and the cleanup side a little bit more. And it's okay.
You know, when I talk about Mojave Mortgage, I say, you know, do you want to refi? Do you want to add a room? Or do you want a pool?
Right.
So next summer, when it's hot. Every time I talk about pools, I think about you installing pools. How many pools are you installing right now?
So right now we're finishing up a group of four, and then we just started digging the next group of three.
Oh, okay.
So we try to keep our projects at about 3 or 4 at a time. With everything that happened with COVID and manufacturers and supply chains and stuff, we've had to combine jobs a little bit more than we'd like to, just to try to stay on some sort of track. But heck, you know, Larry, I'm going to an estimate this afternoon. If I sell them, they can't start till July.
Yeah,
that's how far back we are. So,
yeah.
So it's not just on us. It's a bunch of reasons why. But,
sure.
But yeah, we normally do a couple dozen pools a year, a couple remodels. That's
okay.
kind of our pace.
Yeah, that's enough.
It's enough. It's
yeah.
enough. And we can still focus on quality. My business partner is the one who builds the pools with our crews out there. So we're an owner on site for your pool build, and we think that's important.
That is important. It's not just a crew going out there doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dana, you know, when we merged many years ago, the focus was always, how do we get everybody to do what they're best suited at? Like, what's everybody's best role for our companies?
Right.
And he is phenomenal at the pool building industry. I mean, he knows it. He knows what to do. He knows what not to do. He loves it.
Yeah.
And so that's what's super important. So he's out on every single job every single day. So
it's
nice. It's a nice thing we can offer our customers.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So if they want to call, and they'll talk to somebody. Will answer the phone. Even
someone
if they
will answer the phone
from their home.
They might be at home. They might be in the office.
Hold on a second. Let me turn it on the TV. 758-5499. 758-5499. Especially if you like quality, experience, and family.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's us. And Larry, I know we're short on time, but just
go
real
ahead.
Quick, I want to just shout out to Michael Regan. I know we all know that he lost his wife.
Oh my God.
And please, you know, keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Michael's known Michael and done work with him for a very long time, and I know that's difficult for him. So just be keeping him in your thoughts and prayers.
I was shocked that he could post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know. And for our listeners that don't know, Nikki Regan, who has been in Bullhead forever, she graduated from Mojave High School. She got COVID and ended up in the hospital and passed away Saturday.
Yeah. Very sad.
And I mean, a real estate agent and a graphic artist. I mean, so many projects I'd call her and say, hey, can you do this for me? Can you do that? And you know, so many things around town that has been designed by her that people don't even
you
think about.
Know. Yeah, you wouldn't know.
And now she's gone at 42 years old.
Yeah, it's very sad. And it's sad. And just like I said, just keep him in your thoughts and keep him in your prayers. And I know they started a GoFundMe page to help with things. And They've just been a part of this community for a long time.
So. Oh, yeah. And Michael's, you know, he's a web builder and computer nerd and does all the good things that we need people to do.
He's helped us, you wouldn't know how many times the years. And we've had a long, long relationship with him.
So. Yeah. So there's a GoFundMe page out there for Nikki if you want to help out. That would be greatly appreciated. Or get a hold of Michael.
Thanks, Larry, for letting me
throw
that out there.
And I've not talked on it this week and needed to.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in number is 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. And we'll be right back after this break.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. Shopping is the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 183058.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
It started with a single espresso push cart in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon in 1992. Now we have our own Dutch Bros Coffee in Bullhead City. Their coffee is handcrafted. Hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, or nitro infused, or the blended espresso to perfection with your favorite flavor. Plus their energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa. Drive through the new Dutch Bros Coffee, Highway 95 at Hancock Road, Bullhead City.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via Transitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transitter K292ES, Laughlin. And Transitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
Oh, it's nice the band hired somebody that could count. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. And we're here every single day, Monday through Friday, from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock Arizona time, 11 to 12 over here in Nevada and California. But I won't be here this Friday. I have a funeral to attend, and so unfortunately I will miss this Friday. But the program each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time for you to renew or take a look at your life insurance? How about your auto insurance? How about your homeowner's insurance? Well, if it is time, go sit down with a professional. Greg Eignis and his staff, David and Stephanie, at Farm Bureau Financial Services, 763-8464. Call them up. They're the guys that can read those contracts that you've already signed with XYZ company out there. They can tell you what they say. But have you added on to your house? Do you need a new, new policy? And maybe they can even save you a little bit of money. So it doesn't hurt to call, 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? Do you save money all over town? You can save money at Barron Services, who just left, right? You can save money at Arizona Comfort Solutions. You can save money at Clearwater Solutions. Rim Country Rock and Yard. You save money at Ron's Tires. Anderson Ford. Wings of an Angel Home Care. Bullhead Vape Shop. There's a ton of businesses that take the Co-op Connection card, and it saves you money, and it doesn't cost you anything. They don't track you. There's no number on it. They can't even do it. So if you don't have a Co-op Connection card, stop by the offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. MEC is going to be in here tomorrow. We'll talk about the Co-op Connection card a little bit more. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, now a 4-star rated center by the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services. Medicare and Medicaid services. I'll get it right someday. A constantly sanitized medical facility and services that include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. And it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who needs those services or might need them later on, call 758-1404. Call up. They'll tell you all about their services, what they can do for you and help you out. And the fun thing about that is if you're in there for the rehab, they start planning for you to go home the day you arrive and how it's going to happen. And Mike will be here next week, and he'll tell you more about that. But check out Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Dutch Bros Coffee, right across from Mojave High School on Highway 95. Handcrafted coffees, hot lattes, mochas, cold brew. Celebrate with nitro-infused? Yeah. Celebrate with blended espresso coffee to your perfection, and then add your favorite flavor. Or they have energy drinks, they have shakes, they have teas, they have lemonades, smoothies, hot chocolate, cold chocolate, and custom sodas at Dutch Bros right across from Mojave High School. Walker Service Electric. Your residential electric problems? Well, if you have one, you call Walker. What about a commercial electrical issue? You call Walker. What about new construction? You call Walker. Highline Power? You call Walker. 928, and by the way, they're open, available 24/7. And you can call 718-9444, 718-9444. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, they're in here Thursday. Yeah, Gina, and you never know who Gina's going to send from OMC or bring with her, you know. But they have clean, sanitized facilities. They start with one here in Laughlin with the walk-in care center. And then that's right here in the Laughlin Mall, faces out to Casino Drive. Then they have the Fort Mojave walk-in. And, of course, that's on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 right by Target. And then Western Arizona Regional Medical Center and ER up on Silver Creek Road. Plus, that's not enough? No, stick around. Plus, they have a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, family doctors, and podiatrists all up on the parkway. And you call 763-2273 or 763-CARE because they do. All right, Chaz Martinez was going to be here, and I think he crossed wires because he texted me and said 1230, and I said, yeah, but then I looked at his text again, and it said 1230 Nevada time. It's 1230 Arizona time. So he might be sneaking in or he might not. Hard to say. Let me give you some corona numbers. Hate doing this, but in Arizona, they released the numbers early this morning. 8,559 new cases from yesterday in Arizona. Mojave County released their numbers yesterday afternoon. They had 719 new cases in 24 hours. 18 new deaths. For a total of 362 deaths in Mojave County. The 719 breaks down to 281 in Bullhead City, which now gives Bullhead City a total of 3,728 cases. Kingman had 204 cases yesterday, which gives them a total of 3,275 cases. And Lake Havasu City had 217 cases, which gives them a total of 4,332 cases. I don't think I've ever seen all three cities over 200 like that. The numbers are still going up, unfortunately. So that's what's happening in the world of coronavirus. A couple things going on around town. Tomorrow evening at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City, there's a prescription drug, addictive or not? That's the question. That's the presentation. Prescription drugs, are they addictive or not? And this is being put on by the Mojave County Health Department, Cheryl Clark. And that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Anderson Fieldhouse. It's free, so you should go. You know, especially if you're parents and you have children that are on prescriptions or asking questions about prescriptions, or maybe you've caught them in grandma's prescriptions. You should check that presentation out tomorrow night at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Friday, we have a dual ribbon cutting at the Mojave County Center Donation Center and Retail Center in Fort Mojave. That's at 12:30 on Friday, and that's on Highway 95, right across from Young Scholars. And that, any questions, you call the Bullhead Chamber at 754-4121. And then there's a dual ribbon cutting on Saturday also. This is at the Laughlin Community Health Center, and that kicks off at 11 o'clock Nevada time. You can call either one of the chambers, and they can tell you more about it, or you can just be there. Tuesday, we have a blood drive. This blood drive is at the Laughlin Library from 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock, and that's put on by Vitalant. And 788-258-4825 is their phone number if you have any questions you want to call Vitalant. Let's put some music in the background here while we're doing all this stuff. Huh? Sure. Come on. Play. Play. There we go. Oh, a little Olivia Newton-John. Also, coming up on the 30th, which is a couple weeks away on a Saturday, the Oatman Chamber has their annual bed race. We're going to have Fred Ecken here in a couple weeks to tell us all about it, who puts that on. It's in Main, on Main Street, and it's all, if you've never been to the bed races up there, you got to go because it's a hoot. Go up there and have lunch, and then afterwards the bed race is at 1 o'clock. And any questions, you can call the chamber up there. It is 928-577-9137. A lot of the casinos get involved in that because they mimic beds, you know, the housekeeping areas. And they go over there and think that they can do it. Well, they provide the bed. It's already got wheels and everything. You got to run down the street, and then you got to take it, and you've got to make up the bed. And you have to have a person in the bed, and then you have to run them back up the hill. It's a hoot. And so check it out on the 30th. It's free. You can just go down there and stand around and try and social distance. I don't know how you're going to do it that day because I've been to that. There's no such thing as social distancing there. Wear your mask and gloves, trust me. Again, the phone number if you want to get involved, 577-9139 or the Oatman Chamber. There's a gun and knife show in Kingman coming up on the 23rd and the 24th of January at the Mojave County Fairgrounds. Saturday is 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. Any questions, call Lon, and his number is 928-692-0927. Okay, and call Lon. He can tell you all about it, and you can go check out the guns and knives. There's a door fee, you know, to get in, but it's cool. We have a Tri-State Classic Car Show at the Anderson Fieldhouse coming up on the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. And it's going to be 10 to 5, and then on Sunday, it's 10 to 4. And so check that out. They also have a home show at the same time. That is not put on by anyone locally here, but it is locally at the Fieldhouse. And it will be $5 to get in, and it's you want to get involved or you have questions, call 707-287-3543. Okay, it's an out-of-town company that's putting it on, but it's at the Anderson Fieldhouse. There is a blood drive coming up on the 3rd of February. This is at Valley View Medical Center on Highway 95 in Fort Mojave from 11 to 3. Any questions, call Vitalant, 788-258-4825. And then we had Grace in here last week talking about the Bullhead City cleanup that she's putting together. That's going to be on the 5th of next month, and she wants everyone to show up at TASA, which is 2649 Highway 95, and show up there at 6 o'clock. They've got gloves, they've got bags, and the whole nine yards, and you're going to clean from 7 to 9, and this is put on, again, by hashtag Make Bullhead City Better, okay? And our first farmer's market, well, no, I think they did one here in December. But we have a farmer's market coming up on February the 6th in Bullhead City at the community park from 9 to 1. Any questions, call Dave Heath at City Hall, 763-9400. And then we have another blood drive. This is in March on the 2nd, and this is at the Bullhead City Moose Lodge, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Again, you call Vitalant, 788-258-4825. And then there's going to be a mini veteran stand down. And that's going to happen on Friday the 5th of March at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce downstairs from 10 until 2. You want to get involved or you have questions, call Pat Farrell at 928-716-3001. Another farmer's market coming up in March on the 6th, of Saturday the 6th. Any questions, again, call Dave Heath at the city at 763-9400. There will be a Bullhead City 2021 Winterfest. I got to get somebody in here to talk about that soon because it's March 11th. And they call it a Winterfest, but it's basically an opportunity for the seniors to see all the services around at the field house available for them. They've held it at the Chamber. They've held it at Mojave High. And now it's going to be at the field house on Wednesday the 11th. Kicks off at 8 o'clock in the morning, goes till 2 in the afternoon. It's put on by the Mojave Daily News. You can call them at 928-296-8493. That's a new phone number for them, so you might want to write that down. You used to call 763-2505. Not anymore. 928-296-8493, a new phone number for Mojave Daily News. Then on Saturday the 27th, We're hoping, if the numbers keep going up, I don't know, but if the numbers go down a little bit in February and March, then on March 27th, we're going to have the third annual Kiwanis Kids Expo, keeping kids healthy, safe, and busy. And this is at Kinfovark Park. We actually shut down Train Road, and we set it all up, all the easy ups out there in the road from 10 to 2. Any questions or you want to get involved, you call me. Because I'm the chairperson of that, 928-201-3313. That's my cell. Don't call me now. I'm on the air. But you can leave a message, and I'll call you back. Another farmer's market on April the 3rd and May the 5th. May the 1st. A lot going on. So let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. I think we're going to miss Chaz today. But we'll reschedule him and get him in here.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Holidays can bring stress and depression, and many seniors 55 and older deal with mental difficulties due to a major medical event like a stroke or underlying health issues. Hello, I'm Chaz Martinez with Chalice Harbor Hospital, a geriatric psychiatric hospital in Bullhead City. If you're experiencing or have a loved one exhibiting depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, suicide attempts, or mental disorders related to alcohol and drugs, call 404-6009. Chalice Harbor accepts admissions 24 hours a day. 404-6009.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
The Havasu Balloon Festival and Fair is hosting a night glow on Saturday, January 16th. The event takes place at the Friends of the Fair Rodeo Grounds at Sarah Park. Gates open at 4:45 p.m. The glow is from 6 to 6:30, weather permitting. The Disney movie Up will follow the night glow and is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Girl Scout troops will be out in force starting Monday, January 18th, selling several varieties of Girl Scout cookies. Booth sales will take place at businesses throughout the tri-state, including grocery stores and other locations. The group's Cookie Finder app is now available for most mobile devices. The Little Dilbert Days Rodeo is scheduled for Saturday, January 30th at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds in Havasu. More information is at havasurodeo.com.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central Stations, KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports, AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall Casino.
Casino?
How about our Laughlin Mall on the ground floor? They're making a lot of noise out there today. I don't know what they're doing out there. Each and every day, Speak Out is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and Talus Harbor at Bullet City Hospital. And Chaz Martinez was supposed to be here right now, but we crossed wires, and I think he's going to show up in another half hour at 12:30 Nevada time. But I will tell you, Talus Harbor, you know, people don't realize there's two hospitals in Bullhead City. I got news for you, too. There's two hospitals in Bullhead City. And Talus Harbor is up on Landon at the north end of town. It's a specialty hospital sanitized for the geriatric patients, seniors with a physical or mental difficulty. Maybe they've got an imbalance. Maybe they got depression. Maybe they got diabetes. Maybe they got suicidal thoughts, paranoia, bipolar, substance abuse, emotional issues. Well, Talus Harbor is the experts. They've hired the crew. They brought them to town, and they're the experts in taking care of your loved ones or somebody you know that might have some of these issues. Call Chaz at 404-6009. That's 928. 404-6009. If you have a loved one who has these issues, you really want them to get better. And they do that at Talus Harbor. Talus Harbor is also one where you walk in the door, they start planning for you to leave. They start planning for you to go back to your home and get services there that can assist in what they've done for you and carry that on. So call Talus Harbor if you have questions. 404-6009. And Chaz is there, but other people can answer your questions too. But Talus Harbor, that's what they do. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about the vaccines, because right now Mojave County is moving into Phase 1B. And Phase 1B is education and child care workers. So that means all your teachers, all your preschool employees and staff, all those people can now get the vaccine. Also, protective service occupations. Also, essential services. Like me, believe it or not, radio is an essential service. Yes. Critical industry workers. Adults with risk conditions in congregative settings. So, in other words, not just an adult with a risk condition, but they have to live in like a nursing home. And adults 75 and older. That's 1B. 1C, which we're not into yet, that's me, ages 65 and older. Also, adults with any age, at any age, with high risk medical conditions. So you could be 58 or 59, have high risk medical conditions, you can still get into the group 1C. And then we also have adults living in congregate settings. So those would be adults that don't have a risk. Then that's when they get their shot or their vaccine, if that's what they wish. And now they're saying that this is going to be towards the spring or the summer, and that's phase two, and that's any remaining populations in 1A, which I don't know how that... What does that mean? If you missed it the first time, you now get it the second time, I guess. Additional high risk, critical populations and the general public. So I don't know. I just didn't say general public number one. That covers everything. And then they're saying that beyond the summer, any remaining, phase one, two, or three populations and the general public. So, I guess that's just a follow-up for people who changed their mind or didn't get it the first time around, can get it in phase three. Those are the requirements. If you're looking to find out where to get it, if you go to the Mojave County Health Department website, they have a section there that tells you where you can get it. And you can get it wherever you want. And they, my wife just got hers yesterday. She's an RN at Valley View. And so she just got hers yesterday, and she gets the follow-up in 28 days. And so that's that process. I do want to talk to you a little bit about Revive Behavioral Health. They recently I haven't cut a ribbon yet, actually, but they had an open house a few months ago in Bullhead City. They're up on Silver Creek Road, and it is a residential treatment program for those that have addictions of alcohol, prescription drugs, or illicit drugs. If you have a habit and you want to kick it, at any point in time, you can go to Revive Behavior Health up on Silver Creek Road. They're now open. They have their state license number. They have their access number. And they're filing daily for additional insurance companies and for Nevada and for California. Soon they'll have all those certificates and approvals. So if you know someone who has an addiction to alcohol or addiction to drugs and needs a residential treatment, residential treatment is not for everybody. You know, you're there for 30, 60, 90 days, depending upon what your insurance will pay, when depending upon what they feel you need. And so if you have any questions, you can call Revive, okay? Here's their number. You can write it down. It's 296-8898. Okay, 296-8898. Brand new facility. It's male and female, 90 beds in Bullhead City. And check them out. If you have someone with addiction and you want someone to get help, that's what you do right there. It's that simple. All right, sports. Let me tell you a little bit about sports because I have some information here. I didn't have it earlier because I hadn't found it on my phone. Tonight there is no game scheduled for our other sister station. Tomorrow night, the Phoenix Suns take on the Atlanta Hawks at 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, and that'll be on KNTR Sports 94.3 and 100.5 and 980 AM. The AM you can only get in Havasu. Coming up Thursday, the Sun Devils take on the Oregon Ducks. Oh, be nice to those Ducks. That's at 7 p.m. On Friday, we have the Phoenix Suns taking on the Golden State Warriors at 7 p.m. Saturday, we have a little college with Ohio State taking on Illinois, and that's NCAA basketball. That's at 5:45. And then, dun-dun-dun, for the Rams, we'll be taking on the Green Bay Packers at 2:35. That's Saturday afternoon. And the Baltimore Ravens will be taking on the Buffalo Bills at 6:15. Then on Sunday, the Cleveland Browns take on Kansas City Chiefs at 1:05. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the New Orleans Saints at 4:40. Monday Night Football, Monday Night Basketball, the Phoenix Suns take on the Minneapolis Grizzlies. And that's at 3 o'clock. That's an odd time for basketball, but at 3 o'clock our time, so it must be starting in their area. Tomorrow on the show, we have MEC. We're going to have Bo and Tina in here to kick off the show at 12 o'clock. And then at 12:30, we're going to have somebody from Farm Bureau Financial Services. I'm not sure who yet. I got to call and find out because Greg Agnes texted me and said, I'm sick. I got the flu. So he won't be here, so we'll find out who we can get in here tomorrow. That's going to count it for the tuna. Real quick, let's go to Thursday. We're going to talk human trafficking with Barbara Nelson. And then Western Arizona Regional Medical Center will be here. And I never know who Gina's going to bring. She could bring an infection specialist. She could bring a doctor. She could bring a nurse. She might just come herself. We don't know. So you'll have to tune in and find out. Hey, it's done. It's been fun, but I'm done. I'm out of here. It's going to count it for the tuna. I'll be back here tomorrow. You have yourself a great Tuesday afternoon.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.